Hello and welcome to A Voice of a People live here with Linda Sims on WGH Talk. How you doing out there? The sun is shining. It's bright out there, isn't it gorgeous? And the weather is just right. If you like it on the cooler side, we have a perfect day, right? But every day is a good day. Every day that we are afforded the time to have our eyes wide open, activity of our limbs, and above ground, they say. I give God all the honor and praise for that today. Not only that, but for you. But for you. And if you're new, for you as well. And for my faithful listeners and supporters, I'm thankful for you as well. Okay, let us move on. I am live right now on www.wwgh1071.com. I am live right now on that TuneIn app. If anyone asks you, how can I listen to the show, let them know that that TuneIn is an app, like on your phones or on any electronic device, also on your TVs, these new TVs, right? Okay. And once you locate that TuneIn app, go to your search bar and type in WWGH. Or, if it's on your TV, as soon as you get the TuneIn app and you're on the right time slot, like my show starts at 10:15 and also 11:15, there you go. You're listening automatically. So please share that information with anyone who is interested in being a part of our show. I'm live right now in the studio by calling 740-383-9944. Again, I'm live right now in the studio. If you want to call in, ask any questions, or be a part of my show today. Both shows. This one started at 10:15. The next one started at 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Okay. Again, that number is 740-383-9944. Along with all of you, faithful listeners, newcomers, these people also are great supporters of this show and have been for many, many years. Starting with Chappie's Hydraulic Hose Specialist, LLC of 1325 North Main Street. Their phone number is there, 740-382-8552. We also have Logos Christian Ministries, Pastor Jackie Peterson of 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. That number is 740-223-1515. Again, 740-223-1515 or www.logoschristianministries.com. They have an ongoing announcement, free produce every third Saturday of every month. And the next will take place, August. I think it's the 16th, but let me make doubly sure. 15th. The next will take place August 15th, because this Saturday, believe it or not, is August the 1st. Well, we're moving right along through 2026, aren't we? Yes. And Logos Christian Ministries Food Pantry will be August the 15th. So you can take advantage of that if you need it. And if not, you know someone else who may need it, please share the information. I think they took care of over 100 families last month. So people are using or taking advantage of the food pantry. Also, we have a prayer line. We was praying for Cheryl Lee, the coordinator for Child's Evangelism Fellowship, who has been with me at least for the last 12 years, for the past 10 years. I've known her a little longer than that, but she's been a vast supporter of this show. But she needs your prayers. She is still going through her health challenges. Many, many, many other people are going through health challenges, mental challenges. Let us pray for one another. Let us pray for our nation, our president, the Congress, the Senate, the House, the representatives. Pray for our state, our city, our local government. pray that the Lord would give them witty inventions of how even the state that's helping us in our financial crisis, witty inventions of how to fix the problem and that it will not happen again. Okay. Now, I will, like I said, pray for me, pray for my family. Everyone is having challenges somewhere along the line, the lineage. I put it like that. Somewhere along the lineage, we are having problems and need prayers because prayer changes things. And, you know, God hears our prayers. And he, that song says, I asked the Lord and he heard and he answered me. Yes, I think that's how it goes. So he does answer, and we want our prayers to be answered. Healing, financial crisis, okay? Maybe they lost a job or just need encouragement to continue on and get up and keep walking, keep moving. Yes. Now, that's my motto. Keep it moving. We don't have time to be stagnant. We don't have time to sit around and feel pity for ourselves or anyone else. We have to keep our lives moving. Because life is a terrible thing to waste. And your mind, they say. I think that's how it goes. A mind is a terrible thing to waste. So isn't your life. Okay, now we're going back to Logos Christian Ministry. They had the Stuff the Bus event at their church from July 20th through the 22nd. If you wanted to support that and you didn't get a chance to get there, just call their number. They are still taking donations. And their telephone number is 740-223. I think that's it, isn't it? Yes, 1515. If you would like to donate back to school stuff in that bus, because they are going to have a great giveaway on August the 8th. From 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., there will be food there, school supplies given away, free haircuts, fun and games, bouncy houses, and community health fair. All that will be going on at Logos Christian Ministries at 582 Lee Street, Marion, Ohio. So put that on your calendar. Share that with others, maybe in the neighborhood or someone that needs help with their children going back to school. Excuse me. Please do not forget the homeless shelter that also helps families and takes in families, help them find stability and new housing. Okay, now the homeless shelter is located at 326 West Fairground Street, Marion, Ohio. They are always in need of volunteers and donation items like copy paper, envelopes, stamps, toilet paper, paper towels, 13-gallon trash bags, laundry detergent, floor cleaner, bleach, disinfectant spray, dish soap, bath towels, washcloths. Always in need of those things. And don't forget, once again, volunteers. That telephone number is 740-387-4550. Again, 740-387-4550. Thank you for listening to our announcements, and hope, like they say, govern yourselves accordingly, right? Absolutely, absolutely. Oh, let me not forget Amber Furstenberger. She was here a month or so ago, seems like it now, introducing and announcing the LifeWise Academy is coming to River Valley School, local school. It's about biblical education during school hours. This program is held off school property, privately funded, and parent permitted. Your student needs your permission to attend this LifeWise Academy. Now, this is similar to the Good News Club, which we just talked about. Cheryl Lee was a part of that. And long time ago, Amber Furstenberger was a part of that as well. That's how I met Amber Furstenberger. She did my background check and all that. And I was also a lead teacher for the Good News Club. Well, this is also a Bible educational during school hours. The only difference with the Good News Club, it was after school hours, immediately after school hours. Yes, these students will be transported. To and from the LifeWise class. But it will be in a church nearby. Long as they get the permission of the church, the students will be transported from one location to the other and then back to the school. It's a good time. It is a good time of learning, discipline, learning good manners. If they don't have it, they can get them. And if you do have them, you can learn better habits or conduct. Just teaching you to be a stand-up citizen. Understanding exactly what a Christian is. Oh, there's something I got to share with you about that before the show is over. About Christian and using the word Christian. And are you allowed to use that word Christian if you're really not a Christian? Okay, so we're going to share that with you today. But anyway, that's the LifeWise program that is coming here. Now, it is already at Pleasant. Now, if you want to donate time or money, please contact Amber Furstenberger. She is the program director. Her phone number is 740-361-8355. Again, her phone number is 740-361-8355. Amber Furstenberger. If you want to donate money or time to the LifeWise River Valley, just on your envelope, write River Valley, Marion, Ohio, on the memo line of your check. Mail it to P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio, 43314. Again, that address, LifeWise River Valley, P.O. Box 411, Caledonia, Ohio. You will receive an email receipt and a mail statement in January for your tax deductions. Please know that your investment is making it possible for us to reach children in our community with the gospel this year. Thank you. And that is directly from Amber Furstenberger. You know, no matter what we go through, or war, peace, turmoil, civil unrest, God is still on the throne. And it's not going to get so bad that he can't, you know, pull the reins and manipulate this situation or that situation or be in the midst of it. Never count him out. Okay? Well, we made it past the nation's birthday, and I know there are many programs that's going to be going on for the rest of the year, but I do want to share with you that WGH Talk will be having an event tonight at OSUM. Let me get, I think it's at Maynard Hall, 7 p.m. tonight, honoring, let me get his name for you. You know, sometimes I guess I overload my phone with stuff, but I'm going to have to get some more storage. And I had additional storage, but then last year, I dropped my phone in water and all that left. So I'm going to have to get more space. All right, let me see where that's at. Tony, it's not Tony Bennett. Let me see. Come on, Scott. No, there he is right there, Scott Spear. Okay. There's going to be, I think, more than one person. Larry Bennett. I think his name is Larry Bennett. Because he has been a guest on Scott Spear's show. for decades, and he was a coach and all that. You know, for the NFL or NBA, whichever sport it was, he will be honored this weekend, and several other people at OSUM. Tonight. I think that's at the Maynard Hall. And Scott Spears will be hosting the event. Okay. So don't forget that also this weekend. Well, tonight. Not this weekend. And you know, there is going to be Battle of the Bands in Marion, Ohio. That's also tonight at 7 p.m. And I'd rather go to that. That we don't have that too often in Marion. Like we used to have this big parade and the bands. Oh, I remember. And I wish it was still so like that. But that's going to be at Grant Middle School, the stadium. Those bands like drum lines. Yeah, they will be battling it out tonight, 7 p.m. at Harding High School. Alrighty, let us move along. July is about over, and we are looking at August. Yes, we are. We are looking at August. Okay. Eighth month of the year. Are you having trouble with mosquitoes? You know, I don't think I've had a mosquito bite this summer. I did pick up a mosquito plant at Lowe's earlier this year, and it's pretty big. And from what I'm understanding, they do work. But I didn't really know that. You know, I have it on the front, but I don't have it on the back, I don't think. But anyway, I still haven't been, you know, bitten and all that, where I can't enjoy my porch or my deck. Okay, where you at, August? Here we are. Okay. Dog days of summer. Sometimes, you know, it gets really, really hot in August, but I think it gets more humid in August. The term dog days traditionally refers to a period of particularly hot and humid weather occurring during the summer months of July and August in the Northern Hemisphere. In ancient Greece and Rome, the dog days were believed to be a time of drought, bad luck, and unrest, when dogs and men alike would be driven mad by the extreme heat. Today, the phrase doesn't conjure up such bad imagery. Instead, the dog days are associated purely with the time of summer's peak temperatures and humidity. Why are they called dog days? This period of sweltering weather coincides with the year's heliacal, meaning at sunrise, rising of Sirius, the dog star. Sirius is part of the constellation Canis Majoris, the greater dog, which is where Sirius gets its canine nickname, as well as its official name, Alpha Canis Majoris, not including our own sun. Sirius is the brightest star in the sky. In ancient Greece, Egypt, and Rome, it was believed that the dawn rising of Sirius in mid to late summer contributed to the extreme weather of the season. In other words, the combined heat of super bright Sirius and our sun was thought to be the cause of summer's sweltering temperatures. The name Sirius even stems from the ancient Greek Sirius, meaning scorching. For the ancient Egyptians, the dawn rising of the Sirius, known to them as Sothis, also coincided with the Nile River flood season. They used the star as a watchdog for that event. Of course, the appearance of Sirius does not actually affect seasonal weather here on earth, but its appearance during the hottest part of summer ensures that the lore surrounding the star lives on today. When are these days? Dog days. The exact dates dog days vary from source to source, and because they are traditionally tied to the dawn rising of Sirius, they have changed over time. However, most sources agree that the dog days occur in mid to late summer. At the Old Farmer's Almanac, the dog days are considered to be the 40 days beginning July 3rd and ending August 11th. This is soon after the summer solstice in late June, which also tends to be the beginning of the worst of summer's heat. Okay, and they do have dog days are approaching. You must, therefore, make both day and haste while the sun shines. For when Osiris takes command of the weather, he is such an unsteady, crazy dog, there is no dependence upon him. They got an iced tea. If you have a pencil and paper to write down the recipe. 7 bags of black tea, English Earl Grey, etc. 2 tablespoons of sugar, 1/2 cup mint leaves and sprigs divided, 2 cups chilled orange juice, 1 orange sliced crosswise, 1 lemon sliced crosswise, ice cubes. Those are the ingredients. Directions. Brew a strong tea in about 10 cups of water while still hot. Add sugar and about a dozen mint leaves. Let cool. Remove tea bags and mint, then add orange juice, fruit slices, and ice. Serve over more ice. Garnish with fresh mint sprigs and add a fruit slice or two in each glass. Should be delicious. I know, I was with my daughter the other day and she says, you know, I think I'm going to start brewing my own tea instead of spending all that money buying it already made. And all you need is some tea bags, which comes plentiful. You can get a box of 100 or 200, right? That should last a while. All you need after that is water. If you prefer to have sugar in it, I mean, it's up to you. That is totally up to you. April, May, June. Put that in there. Okay. Here we go. Alrighty. Okay. Let me see. We have anything else we can share with that? Oh, the mosquito repellent. Oh, gosh. You know, we've been hearing about all these different bugs bringing diseases to us and calling back the food and the lettuce. And what are we going to do? What are we going to eat? How are we going to survive? Everyone's going to have their own gardens like they did back in the day. You know, your own fruit trees. And the day and time that we're living in is challenging. Very challenging. Here are some effective natural mosquito repellents. Garlic oil rubbed onto the skin. No one wants to smell like garlic, though. Has proven to be effective in research. Just rub the garlic juice directly on the skin. Eating garlic has not been shown to be effective at repelling mosquitoes. Catnip or catnip oil is more effective than DEET at repelling mosquitoes, according to laboratory research conducted by Chris Peterson, an entomologist with the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Forest Service, and Joel R. Coates, former chair of the Department of Entomology at Iowa State University. Oil of lemon, eucalyptus. The man-made version can be very effective. Some repellents in the United States that contain it include Repel Lemon, Eucalyptus, and Off Botanicals. Many claim that rubbing apple cider vinegar on your skin helps to repel insects. If you take in enough apple cider vinegar by putting it on food you eat, you'll develop a body odor that will repel insects and probably other people too, right? Including black flies. One great and refreshing summer drink for this purpose is Schwechel, made from apple cider vinegar. Three more. Thyme essential oils, T-H-Y-M-E, I think that's how you say that, have been found to repel mosquitoes as well as or better than DEET, and that thyme volatiles lasted as long as DEET. Geranium oil, which comes from the Monarda plant, M-O-N-A-R-D-A plant, is highly repellent to mosquitoes. It is active. All geranium is the active ingredient in some commercial natural mosquito repellents. Witch hazel is an excellent bug repellent. Now, I use witch hazel faithfully, but I never knew that it was a natural oil repellent for mosquitoes and other bugs. Well, I learned something myself new today. Okay. So that makes the day worth it. All right, so we are going to move right along here. I'd like to share a thought for today. Oh, boy. Okay. Not only that, I'm going to have to find out. Or think. Look back. Because that's really pressing on me. And you know, it could be a matter of opinion. You might not agree with me. You may agree with other people that are taking the Christian name and attaching other names or directives or explanations to it. Which I don't know how you feel, but, you know, I found myself saying, I'm not a Christian, I'm a believer in Christ Jesus. Well, there are many believers in Christ Jesus. The devils believe in Christ Jesus, but God says even they have sense enough to tremble in fear, but man likes to stand up to God and think that he is just as great as God, you know, because he don't know God. He just knows about God. And I have, known many Christians. I have served with many Christians. I have prayed with many Christians, have become friends with many Christians and believers in Christ Jesus and churchgoers and things like that, you know, and was doing devotion the other morning, and I thought about a great friend of mine said, I just have to share this with everybody, I am a MAGA Christian. Okay, we have Christian nationalists, right? Okay, I don't have a problem with that if that's what you want to be. I don't have a problem with that if you just want to be a MAGA. I don't have a problem with that if you just want to be a nationalist. I think my problem is, you know, like you have your decorations in the church. Okay, seasonal. You have a cross up there, and usually there's a banner. It's Christ, you know, like the purple banner, which represents the royalty of Christ. But at the top of that, where his head was, you got crisscross American flags. Up on the cross. Are we getting too lackadaisical where Christianity is concerned? Do we not understand what Christianity is? Christianity was given to Christians because they had been transformed. Like the scripture says, be not conformed to this world, but be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. And how do you renew your mind? Through the scriptures, through prayer, applying God's laws principles to your life. Now, you can read the Bible all you want, but if you do not apply these concepts, precepts, laws to your life, wisdom, that you read wisdom, you can read Proverbs all day the rest of your life. If you do not apply these principles to your life and let or allow it to transform you, it doesn't matter. It does not matter. You can do that till Jesus come and he will look at you and say, get away from me. I never knew you. Because you never took the time to be like me. What's that? Christ-like. What is Christ-like? His, how can I say it? Character. His character. We're going to go to Galatians 5:2-2. Galatians 5:2-2-3. Okay. I think I'm going to go to, it's all about what version I want to go to. What is Christ's character? I don't want to do the NIV. Okay. The fruit of the Spirit. Love. Love God first. Love your neighbor as yourself. Okay. Joy. It just disappeared on me. Do you understand that there are so many ads on your phone? Can't get anything done, really. Okay. Again, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. And you have people going to be, they call themselves Christians. Now they want to go back to Judaism or Judah. I think it's Judaism. That's how I say it anyway. I think you understand what I'm saying. But you once believed, you once were with us, you once believed that Christ came here as God in the flesh. Lived, beaten, crossed his back, received all those stripes that you might be healed, right? That you may be healed. Not only that, he suffered, he bled, he died on the cross, buried for 3 days, rose from the dead, ascended up to heaven. What did he say? I will be back to receive you unto myself. That's the gospel. That is the gospel. So, and during our devotion and stuff, and I was thinking that I myself had got to the point where I didn't associate calling myself a Christian anymore. But then, it's like this light bulb went off in my head during devotion. And it was like God was saying, Christianity are people who have been transformed, like I said a few seconds ago, by the renewing of their mind through the scriptures, through the applying God's laws and principles, precepts to their lives, and looking forward to him returning again. That means I've submitted all of me to Christ. I no longer live for myself, but I live for Christ. It doesn't matter what fad comes through this earth or whose name is on it or the names that are applied to it. It don't matter. We are not supposed to be wishy-washy. We are supposed to be standing firm in the faith. Like it says, you know, stand strong in the power of God. Putting on your breastplate. It's not by might, nor by power, but by my spirit, says the Lord. We must depend on the Lord. and stand by him no matter what. No matter what fad comes through. That's just like your bell bottoms or your pants, you know, or your skinny jeans, and now they got the bigger leg jeans and bigger like jeans, you know. Fads come and go, but Christ is forever. He doesn't come and go. And then he was telling me, I said, yeah, Lord, you know, even I myself have said I didn't want to be called a Christian anymore because I got lost to what Christianity was about. But look at my character, God is saying. This is what Christianity is. This is who I am. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Temperance. Self-control. You see all these people out of control. So then he shared this with me. Now, if you're going to say you're not a Christian, then you are talking yourself out of being like me. Christian stands alone. You don't put idols beside God and say, oh, this is who I am now. Be that if you have to be that. But don't put it next to Christian. Because that means you're double-minded. Christianity is Christianity. It will not change. And I pray for my brothers and sisters that have accepted this and saying that it's okay. It's not okay. It's not okay. And I really pray that the Lord open up your understanding. That is not okay. I am not the voice of, what can I say? See, God says, heaven and earth shall pass away, but my words will stand forever. These are not my words. I guess that's what I'm trying to say. These are not my words. These are God's words. He stands alone. You don't hear him saying when he was on the earth, well, I'm going to be with this party over here. I'm going to be with this party over there. The scribes and the Pharisees, what did he do? He called them out. Because they were not going in. They were not submitting their lives, surrendering their lives to the gospel, to the truth. Nor were they allowing other people to do it. So it's like hindering brothers and sisters from coming to Christ because now no one seems to know what Christianity is or the gospel. It's like everything is getting lost in the transition. But it says they that wait on the Lord shall renew their strength, right? They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall walk and not faint. I think that's it. Let us not get it twisted. Let us not get it misunderstood. God is God, right? Christ is Christ. God himself in the flesh. Let us not put something on him or on his word to diminish him. Are you worthy to even carry the word Christian? Are you worthy to even be called a Christian or want people to look at you as a Christian? It doesn't matter if you're atheist. Be that then. It doesn't matter if you're going to be a MAGA. Be a MAGA. It don't matter if you want to be a nationalist. But don't put it beside Christianity. Do not mock God. Say, God will not be mocked. Whatsoever you sow, that you shall also reap. So I had to repent. And I had to say, I am a Christian. I apply God's laws, precepts, and commandments to my life. His wisdom to my life. I love the Lord because why? He first loved me. And I've learned to love him back. I love my neighbor as I do myself. I'm happy. I'm joyful. You know, I'm always optimistic, looking for the positive. I have to have my peace. And peace only comes from Christ. He said, when he left, he said, I give you my peace. Not as the world give you, but as I give you. I bequeath it to you, my peace. And God is good. He expects us to be good to one another, even to strangers. Faith. Believe. Believe in his word. Believe in him. We don't have much else to believe in but Christ. Be meek. You know, I said that Moses, even though Moses had a temper, he was very meek. He was one of the meekest men that ever lived. And that's why I believe he spent 40 years in the desert being a sheep herder. If he wasn't, he learned how to be meek. Okay? Temperance. Self-control. Now, if we don't have all these things, but want these things, he says all you have to do is ask him and he will give it, grant it to you. Even his wisdom. How to do this. How to say that. You know, you go through Proverbs, you go through Ecclesiastes, all those, even Psalms. Okay, all those will help you be wiser. Because we all think we're wise. We all think that we know it all and we don't need help from anybody. Don't be trying to tell me how to live my life, you know, because it's my life. It is your life. And it should matter to you how you live it. And it should matter what you, if you are a Christian, that you be a Christian. God said you don't add nothing to him and you don't take anything away. You accept him for who he is, how he is, what he's going to be when he comes back. You know, he's still in control. He's still watching over the world. He's still watching over you. And me. He does not need adjectives to the body of Christ. We are who he says we are. We're Christians. Paul says that we're Christians. Because we have the nature of Christ. We have the character of Christ. Because we have surrendered our life to him and taken on his life. That's what a Christian is. Are you proud? You know, I'm glad to be in the number, but I like to be humble. I know my mother used to say, you know, you're no better than nobody else. Why she used to say that to me all the time, I don't know. I don't know if I had my head up in the air or thought that I was better than somebody else when I was smaller. But she's always say that. So that made me humble. It made me humble. Because I could not elevate myself because I'm no better than nobody else. And I guess I just framed my life around that. And I was always reaching out to other people, the underprivileged or maybe other kids who wasn't as fortunate as I. You know, there was this guy, boy, they called him JoJo, and he had like water. I don't know if you ever seen a person with water. They called him a waterhead person. I guess he was born like that with a big head and the large forehead. And he had no friends. He used to walk up and down the street, you know, every day. And one day I just reached out to him and said, hi, how are you today? And, you know, I used to walk and talk with him. That was humility. He had no friends, but his family. But being humble is an asset. It's not a weakness, it's an asset. Oh, I know that. Be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. And that is Ephesians 6, chapter 6, verses 10 through 20. Put on the whole armor of God. That's what we need. We are in spiritual warfare. I am out of time. Thank you so much for being here today and sharing with me things I had to share with you. Have a blessed and safe weekend. If you cannot come back at 11:15, I hope to have Lucius Jones here for an interview, who has taken on the responsibility of the Classic Hoops. So stay tuned at 11:15 to the top of the hour, 12 noon. Thank you. Till next time, be blessed.